Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. Welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super juicy, embracing imperfection and letting go. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Logan, aren't we supposed to be striving for perfection all the time? That's what society tells us, right? But let me tell you that pursuit can be exhausting, man. It's like chasing a unicorn, always just out of reach. So, how do we break free from this pressure and actually start enjoying the ride? Here are five key takeaways that have really shifted my perspective. Number one, perfection is an illusion. Seriously. There's no such thing as flawless in the real world. Everyone messes up. Everyone has flaws, and that's what makes us human. Think about it. Your favorite artist had some early work you probably wouldn't even hang on your wall. Your favorite athlete probably tripped over their own feet a few times before they mastered that winning move. Even those Instagram-perfect lives you see online, they're curated highlights, not the full picture. So remember, everyone's got baggage, and that's okay. Number two, let go of comparing yourself to others. This is a big one, folks. It's like running on a hamster wheel, going nowhere fast. You're always striving to be someone else, instead of being the best version of yourself. Trust me, I get it. We're constantly bombarded with images and stories that make us feel inadequate. But here's the truth. Your journey is unique. Celebrate your wins, learn from your losses, and keep moving forward at your own pace. Number three, embrace the power of good enough. Sometimes, striving for perfection can actually prevent us from getting things done. We get so caught up in making everything perfect that we end up paralyzed by indecision. It's like trying to paint a masterpiece with tweezers, way too much pressure. So loosen up. Let go of control, and remember that good enough is often more than enough. Number four, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. We're all learning, we all make mistakes, and it's okay to not be perfect. So when you stumble, don't beat yourself up about it. Instead, acknowledge your feelings, learn from the experience, and move on. And finally, number five. Remember that life is a journey, not a destination. We're constantly evolving and growing, so embrace the ups and downs, the twists and turns. Don't be afraid to make mistakes, because they're often our greatest teachers. Ever feel like you're always chasing this imaginary standard of perfection? You know that feeling when your mind is racing with a million thoughts about what you could be doing better? We've all been there. I used to get caught up in this constant cycle of trying to improve, refine, and perfect every aspect of my life. But honestly, it was exhausting. Take, for example, the time I decided to start baking sourdough bread. I watched countless YouTube tutorials, meticulously measured each ingredient, and spent hours kneading and shaping the dough. But when it came out of the oven, it looked like a deflated tire. It wasn't edible, let alone Instagram-worthy. Instead of feeling defeated, I decided to take a step back and laugh at myself. I realized that I was putting way too much pressure on myself. The goal wasn't to bake the perfect loaf of sourdough. It was to have fun and learn something new. So I started again, this time focusing on enjoying the process instead of obsessing over the outcome. And guess what? My second attempt turned out pretty darn good. The point is, letting go of perfectionism doesn't mean settling for mediocrity. It means embracing the imperfections, learning from our mistakes, and celebrating the small victories along the way. So remember, my friends, you are perfectly imperfect, and that's what makes you beautiful. Don't let the pursuit of perfection steal your joy. Embrace the messiness, celebrate your uniqueness, and keep moving forward with courage and grace. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder that it's okay to be human. Leave a review and tell me what you learned from today's episode. And most importantly, remember to be kind to yourself. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.